Hello again, it's Susanna Stinnett here, and this is the audio lesson 1-C, the last one of this three-part intro. We're talking about the writer in the blog, creating content, and learning how to make a connection to your reader based on your passion. In the last two episodes, I talked to you a little bit about how you're developing a new brain area, and to be aware of that. And now I'm going to continue with talking about how you show up for your reader as a passionate, connected person. And this is, I think, one meaning of authenticity. Authenticity is not that easy to define. But if you come from your passion and from your heart, your readers are going to feel that connection. So I was saying that this is to start connecting to your readers, but let's back up a step. It really is to begin the connection in your brain that reaches out to your reader. That connection that comes from you, and you begin to know your reader through it. It's that new brain area that we're talking about. And what I want you to do here is take a moment and think about who your reader might be. What is her age or his age? Where does she live? What is she looking for, and what problems does she have? Just become curious in your thinking about your reader. When I sign off this time, I'm going to want you to take a few minutes and write out some details about your reader. It's a valuable exercise, so I hope you'll do that. In the e-course, The Writer in the Blog, there are 7 steps. Each step has a number of points connected to it. And in step 1, the 5th point is this: your readership, even if you don't know them yet, wants to experience your core content. Core content is your passion. It's your authenticity. Everyone wants to read content with heart. So you think about your reader, and I'm going to wrap up here and get back on my laptop and make sure all the links work properly for you. And then I'm going to plan the next episode, which I hope you will come back to hear. You should be able to find the subscription area on Spoken For You so that you can be sure that you don't miss any of these. You can also follow me on Twitter, and I always announce when there's a new audio published. It goes straight to Twitter. My Twitter name is Brainmaker. And I'm going to do new audio a couple times a week on this to support you while you're working on the writer in the blog. So you can read some of The Writer in the Blog right here on Spoken For You. If you're actually probably on the Posterous site right now, but when you click back to Spoken For You on WordPress there, down in the lower right-hand column, you'll see Read The Writer in the Blog. And it's actually where it is on the Scribd store, and you can open it up and see more of it right there. I want you to take good care of yourself. Remember to get good rest so your brain is stronger tomorrow. Thank you so much for sticking around for all 3 of these lessons. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I'm Susanna Stinnett, and this is the intro audio lesson for The Writer in the Blog. Bye for now.